Excuses, excuses, excuses. Do you ever find yourself making excuses when things don't go entirely your way? Or have you ever neglected taking responsibility for events and circumstances of your life? Or have you ever tried to explain away why you didn't, couldn't, shouldn't, or wouldn't do something? If so, you might be living a life of excuses. And so today I want to talk about how to eliminate living a life of excuses. So stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Well, folks, today's episode is dedicated to those who are struggling with a life of excuses. Today's episode is dedicated to those who, you know, you're kind of dealing with this cycle of having a whole lot down inside that you want to achieve and that you want to accomplish, and you get excited about it at times, and then all of a sudden you find yourself sinking into this dark place of just excuses, multiple excuses. And some of those excuses are not even real. They're not true, but nonetheless, they are stopping you from moving forward. They are stopping you from living and out your full potential. And this past weekend, there was this big celebration down in Atlanta with Tyler Perry opening up his new studio, having the grand opening for it. And unless you've been under a rock, I'm sure you know about it. The streaming videos and just the footage of it all was just so beautiful and inspirational. And it has definitely been one of those moments that has caused many of us to really look at the things, the dreams and desires that we have inside of ourselves, you know, and to realize that it's possible to manifest those big, unbelievable, seemingly dreams that seem too big and too heavy and require a whole lot of money to manifest. Tyler's grand opening was just a reminder that dreams, big dreams, still do come true. And it was a reminder to just take a look at our lives and examine what are the things that are happening around us that's causing us to kind of like get off that path and losing that momentum to manifesting our dreams and living our full potential. And, you know, I've been talking to different ones about the grand opening and just all of the excitement and just the inspiration that and the motivation that most of us felt. And then it always led into the conversation of, at the end of the day, in most instances, it's our excuses that we make that prevent us from, you know, maximizing our full potential and living out our full potential. And so today's episode is dedicated to those who are struggling or find themselves repeatedly struggling with living a life of excuses. I also want to dedicate today's episode to my first grade teacher, Ms. Gant. And she used to tell us in first grade that where there is a will, there is a way. And, you know, here we are, first graders. And it may have been second grade. I think it was second grade. You know, that was many, 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 many years ago. I think it was second grade. But she used to say, where there is a will, there is a way. And we didn't understand what that meant. But I'm so glad that she planted the seed of that statement in those words, because you know, as I grew older and older and began to mature, I began to realize the revelation of that statement. Because I'm here to tell you, I have had moments where I've wanted something so bad that I had a will for it so bad until, honey, I made a way. And I think back on Ms. Gann, I'm like, so that's what she meant. If there is a will for it, then you will make a way. You will figure out a way. And so I want to share that statement, that quote with you, so that when you find yourself being confronted with all the excuses that sometimes pop up in our minds when we're trying to do something, you know, wonderful, something that's just great, and to live out our greatness, you'll remember that phrase, because sometimes those excuses will just cause our little ships to sink if we're not careful. And next thing you know, we're repeatedly finding ourselves in this cycle of making excuses. And before you know it, every time you come together with your group, your girlfriends, your homies, or your posse, or whoever, they're always hearing the same excuse from you. And so we don't want to do that. We want to live out our full potential. We don't want to, every time you come together with your group, your friends, your family, you know, your teachers, you know, you're always having the same excuses. Like, gosh, it's been a year and you're still making the same excuse. You're still in the same place, and that should not be. And if you are finding yourself in that place, it is a sign that you are living a life of excuses. All right. So today we're going to delve into this, and we're going to help break that cycle and snatch ourselves back out of that cycle of living a life of excuses if we are guilty of doing so. So living a life of excuses, you know, it's evident it can have dire and lasting consequences. When you state it like that, that immediately makes me think, oh my God, there are consequences to making excuses. Do you realize that? There are consequences to making excuses. So, you know, not only do excuses prevent us from reaching our full potential, but they will also hold us back, you know, from recognizing opportunities. It'll hold us back from recognizing our strengths and our skills, you know, that we have, because we have strengths and skills within us to overcome life's problems. I don't know you know that yet. If you don't, I'm telling you right now, we have strengths and skills to help us overcome life's problems, because life is going to be full of problems. However, you have the strength and the skill to overcome, as long as we learn how to not live a life of excuses all the time. Now, the thing about excuses, you know, they cause us to not challenge ourselves to reach new heights. You know, an excuse will just bring you right on down and make you go somewhere and sit down. Because an excuse will say, you know what? That is, you know, you're getting beside yourself, and, you know, who do you think you are to be able to do something like that? And I'm sure when Tyler was thinking about doing all that he has manifested, I'm sure he had all kind of excuses. You know, first of all, you know, Tyler, you're homeless, you're living out of your car, you know, not many people are showing up for your plays, and you spending all this money to put on these plays, and then you're not even selling enough tickets for these plays. He experienced all of those things. I've heard him testify that of the failures that he experienced prior to getting to where he is today. Now, just think, if he had to let those excuses become his way of life, his way of living, then the consequences of that will be definitely different than what we saw this past weekend. So a lot of times when we are persistently making excuses, it's usually going to be some consequences. And so that's the first thing that I want you to realize, is that there are going to be some consequences to it. First of all, you're going to have a lack of responsibility. There's not going to be any growth. The second consequence of living a life or making excuses all the time is that you create these self-limiting beliefs. You keep talking yourself out of it. You keep limiting yourself because of the belief that you keep telling yourself. And as a result, you're not growing. You're staying in the same place. You feel stuck. You feel sad and just frustrated. And sometimes that leads to depression and oppression. Then we'll find ourselves going through these scenarios of what if, you know, you're living with all these regrets because you decided to succumb to a life of living with a life of excuses. So all the time that you think about what you could have done, you have regrets because you didn't try. You didn't step out there. You didn't go for it. And I'm telling you, having regrets is something. I've seen people end up just getting into all these negative habits and addictions because of regrets. You don't have to live a life of regret. You know, we are full of potential. We are made in the image of God. And so that in itself lets us know that there is a mighty vault of potential within us. When we decide that we're going to live a life of excuses, we tend to develop a pessimistic outlook on life. In other words, we just become a negative person. We can't see the potential, and we always talking down the possibility of us living our full potential and our dreams and our purpose and all. The other thing about making excuses, of course, it will keep you in your comfort zone. And you'll have these mental blocks that'll stifle your proactive action and your creativity. You know, being a person of excuses, do you realize it locks up your creativity? That it causes you to not even be proactive because your mindset is one that it's limiting. Your belief about what you can do and achieve is limiting. If you're going to live a life that doesn't have an excuses, honey, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to have a strong belief and confidence in yourself. And if you don't have it in the image that God created, you have that belief in God that He did not make some junk. He made a person that is fearfully and wonderfully made. And you've got to remind yourself of that when those excuses begin to pop up. Now, so we've talked about the consequences of excuses, you know, how you won't grow. You have this limiting belief. You'll live with regrets. You'll be a pessimistic person. You'll be constricted to your comfort zone. Your creativity is stifled because of the excuses. How about we start talking about the possibilities instead of the excuses? Have you ever tried that? Probably not, because most people get so caught up in the excuses that we rarely remember, hey, let's talk about the possibilities to ourselves instead of all the things that could go wrong. So, what are excuses? Excuses are rationalizations that we make to ourselves about people, events, and circumstances. And what's even more interesting about excuses, you all, is that the excuses are usually invented reasons that we create. They're invented. They're not, in many cases, they're not real. We invent these things. And we invent them to defend our behavior. You know, if we know that we wrote out our goals or what have you, and we were supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4 things this week to work towards manifesting our goal, but we didn't, an excuse will pop up to cause us to defend why we didn't do those things. An excuse will pop up to help us, you know, give a reason why we postponed and taking action. Or it'll help us, it'll even cause us to make up an excuse of why we're neglecting our responsibility. And so the thing about excuses is that it is rationalizations that we make to ourselves. You know, we come up with all these excuses and scenarios and reasons why, when in actuality, it's invented. It hasn't been proven yet to be real, but because we make excuses, the consequences of making excuses, we end up getting the result of that. As I said earlier, every excuse has a consequence. And if we remember that, that should help us to not be so quick to make an excuse, because I'm here to tell you, the effect of it is the consequences of not growing and all of the other things that I listed earlier. Excuses are mainly a means of placing the blame of an internal problem on an external condition. Did you hear that? So most of the time when we're making excuses, it's we're placing blame of an internal problem. You know, a lot of times the excuse is as a result of something that there's an internal problem with us. Maybe it's a lack of confidence. Maybe it's we have fear and we don't believe in ourselves, or maybe something happened when we were in elementary school and a teacher spoke negatively over us, and as a result, we haven't been healed over it. And so as a result, we'll place blame on an external condition when it really is something going on internally inside of us. So when you find yourself making excuses, one of the things that you should do is sit down and figure out, where is this excuse coming from? What is the motivation behind me saying this and believing this excuse to be real instead of invented? Because I'm sure when you sit down and you backtrack, where is this coming from? You're going to find out that in the end, it's something going on inside of you that needs to be healed. It needs to be addressed and admitted to. You know, sometimes we need to just admit that, hey, I have an issue. This, and it's stopping me from moving forward and from growing and developing and living my full potential because I keep making these same excuses. You know how you meet some people and it's like they have that same excuse and you already know what the excuse is going to be. They've worn you out with the excuses that they make. Well, the next time you hear them do that, maybe you need to kind of help probe them by asking questions to help them see that it's not an external issue. It's something internal going on. So I want to ask you this question. What excuses have you been making? If I were to go to your friends, your close colleagues and associates, and just kind of interview them about you and just say, what are some excuses that you tend to hear from this person? What would they say about you as it relates to excuses? Because, you know, our close associates, they know us better than a lot of people that are, you know, not close to us. And so as a result, there are some things that are common, some things that are usually repeated when we come into contact with those folks. And so if I were to ask them, what excuses does he or she typically make? What would that be? Would they say she always saying she don't have the money? Or what they say, he's always saying he's too young or too old. Are they always saying nobody will help me, or I don't have the education or the experience, or I don't know how, you know, I want to do this, but I don't know how. Or are they saying it just won't work, so why should I even try? Does any of those excuses sound familiar? All right. If so, then, so now that we know what excuses we're making, now we need to look at why are we making those excuses? You know, there are many reasons why people make excuses, many reasons. And some are, it's because they're the fear of failure, fear of embarrassment, fear of success. And you would think, who would be afraid of success? Well, I'm here to tell you, success has consequences. And if you haven't studied success, you can mess up your success because you're afraid of it. And there's this thing called the upper limit problem. And that's when people usually success causes people to experience that upper limit problem. And that upper limit problem is one of the things that bring people back down when they've had a success. Some people make excuses because they fear change. they have a fear of uncertainty, you know, not knowing how it's going to work out or what's going to happen next and how it's going to impact this and the other. You know, some people have make excuses because they have a fear of responsibility. What if I become successful? You know, Tyler has that, you know, super huge studio. You know, that comes with some responsibility. All the staff and just, you know, trying to care for all of the stages, the sound stages and all of the buildings that are there. That's a huge responsibility. And some people can have fear of that. Some people have fear of making mistakes. They don't want to make a mistake. They think they got to be perfect in everything. And some people just have, they make excuses because they have a perceived lack of confidence or resources. Some people just don't believe in themselves. They don't think they got what it takes. They don't think they're hot stuff. They don't think they, you know, that they rock, you know? And as a result, they make excuses. And we can no longer do that. We cannot continue to live a life of excuses. So you may be asking, okay, Keely, you said a lot in these few minutes. So how do we eliminate living a life of excuses? Well, let's talk about that. Number one is we must first admit that we're making excuses in the first place. And sometimes from a lot of people, that's difficult for them to do, is to admit that they make excuses because they feel like their excuse is legitimate. They feel like their excuse is real. They feel like their excuse is just, you know, being a realist, as some people call it. And so not realizing that, you know, your excuse is kind of invented until you've actually gone out there and tried to do something to achieve your goal, your vision, your dreams. You really don't know what's going to happen. You can't continue to make excuses because some excuses are just lies to paralyze us. So you must admit that you make excuses. Then you got to, you know, ask yourself, what excuses do I tend to make? And what am I settling for? And why am I making these excuses? Why are you doing it? Is it out of fear of change, of failure, embarrassment? What is it? Is it just that you just don't want to do the work? You find that, gosh, it's really going to take more work than I thought it was going to take. That could be the reason why you just keep making the excuses. Some people get, they get a good reward out of just talking about stuff and never taking action. So we want to make sure that we are admitting first that we make excuses, that we are habitual, persistent in making excuses. Number two, and which is the last thing that we need to do, is we need to list down the consequences that result from making excuses. Because I think if we start listing out the consequences of what's going to happen, if we continue to make these excuses and, you know, because once you make that excuse, usually it causes you to be paralyzed and not taking any action. And if you realize that the consequence is you're going to be right here in the same spot for the next 20 years, that in itself should just cause you to be even more afraid of not taking action than you are afraid of just making that excuse. To be in the same place for 20 years, that should be enough to make you say, oh no, I cannot sit down and let myself suffer like this. By making this excuse, you mean to tell me I'm not going to grow, I'm not going to move forward, I'm not going to have anything to show for? I will be 20 years older than I am now and I won't have anything to show for living, you know, such and such years. Then you need to act, you need to talk about and realize how they will, these excuses will cripple your ability to get what you want. A lot of times when we make excuses, it's going to prevent us from getting what we want. What is it that you want at this very moment? What is it that you have been believing for all of these years? What is it that you used to dream about yourself doing as a child that you were so excited and you really did believe that you could do it? Well, if you continue to make excuses, then the consequences is going to be you're not going to be able to manifest the dreams and live out your purpose and your full potential. It's time out for living a quarter of our potential, 50% of our potential. Tyler this weekend reminded us that it is time and we are well capable and able to live out our full potential. There is so much inside of us that we're just not even tapping in. And it's because many of us have decided that we're just gonna live a life of excuses. Look around and you can easily find people who have just succumbed to living a life of excuses. And a lot of times these people are miserable. It's miserable to have all that potential down inside of us. And it's sad to see people with that potential and they just let it, you know, go to waste. And so we cannot let that happen. Here are four quotes that I want to read to you before I close out. And they are four of my favorite quotes about excuses that I like to remind myself of when I feel like I'm just, all I'm hearing are excuses instead of solutions and possibilities. So the first one, it says, excuses are tools of the weak and incompetent, used to build monuments of nothingness. Those who excel in it seldom excelled in anything else but excuses. Now, the next quote I like, if it's important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you'll find an excuse. The next quote, excuses are lies we tell ourselves so that it doesn't have to be our fault. And then the fourth quote that I like, it says, excuses will always be there for you. Opportunity won't. All right, I hope today's episode has challenged you to eliminate living a life of excuses. This is Keeler Bryson, and you've been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, rate the podcast, share the podcast. I appreciate your support. And I've been looking at, you know, my dashboard, and I've been seeing that, you know, folks are listening to the podcast, and I appreciate that support. You know, continue to, you know, share, like, comment, you know, send in. You can email me topics if you have something that, you know, you like, something you didn't like, something you have a question about, let me know, and we can continue to carry out the conversation. All right, join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment, and thank you for listening.